Today, the New Hampshire Attorney General's Office released its complaint for the removal of suspended Rockingham County Attorney Jim Reams. The complaint outlines patterns of misuse of county funds, sexual harassment, and discrimination. NHPR's Emily Corwin has read through the 25-page redacted document and is here to tell us more about what she's learned. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Brady.
So can you quickly get us up to speed on what this complaint is all about?
Sure. So in November, we all found out that the Attorney General's office was putting Rockingham County Attorney Jim Reams on paid leave, along with his deputy attorney Tom Reed and a victim advocate named Tara Longo. And the latter two have since both resigned.
And over those past 4 months, we've heard some of the details about the complaints of sexual harassment or mismanaging funds. What's new in the complaint?
So the document that was released today, and it's available on NHPR's website for anyone who's interested, it lays out an initial list of formal allegations against Reams. And there are a lot of details here. Looking at it, you find out just how extreme the AG's office claims the level of sexual harassment was. For example, the document outlines a situation where he touched a female employee inappropriately on the thigh while they were in public at a domestic violence conference. He commented on women's clothes, and he asked if one employee had worn her high heels to court. Evidently, there was an office nickname for him, Creepy Uncle Jim. One thing the complaint really spells out is that this pattern of sexual harassment seems to have begun as soon as Reams took office in 1999. He continued that kind of harassment for the next 14 years.
Now, the complaint also outlines discrimination against pregnant women in the office. What does it say happened in those cases?
Yeah, the complaint states that Reams routinely told his female employees not to get pregnant, according to this document. He even told one of his employees' husbands, whom he'd never met before, not to get his wife pregnant. That happened at a Christmas party. One other employee states that Reams threatened her job after she went on maternity leave. The AG's office also alleges that Reams didn't follow the law under the Family Medical Leave Act.
So that outlines the personnel issues in this complaint, but there's also the accusations of financial mismanagement.
Yeah, the AG's office says Reams misled county commissioners about where money collected from liquor and gambling fines should be deposited. He put those funds and federal drug prosecution funds into the same private bank account, one that he oversaw. Now, he wasn't supposed to mix those funds, and the liquor fines were supposed to go to the county. He then distributed a total of $250,000 from that account.
And where did it go? What was it spent on?
The complaint claims that some went to travel expenses for conferences in Hawaii and elsewhere, as well as charges on his personal credit card. But he also allegedly distributed funds to state and local law enforcement agencies. The report also alleges that when he purchased some office equipment, he collected and cashed rebate checks and pocketed the money for himself. The report reads, and I'm going to quote here, Reams instructed one of his staff to take the checks he signed and cash them at the TD Bank. When she returned with the cash in an envelope, on many occasions she saw him put the money in his pockets.
Now, earlier you had mentioned Tara Longo, the former court employee. This complaint provides more details about why she was suspended, and we should note again that she has since resigned.
Yeah, we learned that Tara Longo allegedly lied on her application by claiming to have a degree from UNH. The AG's office says Reams knew about the lie and failed to disclose it, and that he allowed her to testify in court. That's something that could then jeopardize some of her court testimony.
Have we heard anything today from Jim Reams or from his lawyer about this complaint?
Yeah, I talked with Reams' attorney, Michael Ramsdell. Reams and Ramsdell have held all along that the allegations should have been made before Reams was put on leave. And this is what attorney Ramsdell had to say.
County Attorney Reams is glad that a public complaint has finally been filed so that he can see what the allegations are. He looks forward to pursuing discovery to find out the basis of the allegations, and then we'll respond and defend against the allegations.
That's Michael Ramsdell, attorney for suspended Rockingham County Attorney Jim Reams. Emily Corwin, what has the AG's office said about its own complaint, if anything?
Well, just that this is just a partial part of their complaint, and that more details are going to come to light later on.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Yeah. Thanks, Brady.